It's my pleasure and privilege tonight. My wife Jean and I are in Oklahoma. We're part of the Moore Success Team, have been for many years, but we certainly appreciate, Mr. Moore is a legend in Legal Shield, been in the business for nearly 29 years. He's a Platinum Four Executive Director, a Jacket Earner, a Platinum Perk Qualifier, $500,000 Ring Earner, and folks, that's an as-earned thing, and if you don't know what I'm talking about there, you'll appreciate more of that later to find out. He's the original Millionaire Club member. He's been awarded the Friends of Prepaid Legal and the Chairman's Award by Mr. Stonecipher. He's mentored his own son, Randy, and his grandson, Jeremy. They have three generations of the prestigious Millionaire Club in the part of that. That's the Moore Success Team. He's my friend and yours, the leader of the Moore Success Team, Mr. Ken Moore.
Hey, thank you, David, and thank you for calling in tonight. You know, Jeremy's doing a meeting somewhere else, and, of course, Randy's getting prepared for his cancer operation, so he had to have a little free time there to get his mind straight and everything and do a lot of extra praying, and I would appreciate everybody. It's not till the 18th. They'll be operating his throat again the 18th, and we'd appreciate your prayers. You know, David, we're so fortunate tonight to have this gentleman on. You will never hear a better presenter. You'll never hear a person with more knowledge. You'll never hear a person more dedicated than this gentleman. I've known him a long, long time. He makes one of the best flip charts I've ever seen. I've advised the company time and time again they should listen to Patrick Shaw when it comes to flip charts. He has a great website up. He's a $250,000 ringer, a platinum jacket earner, a Million Club member, and a Legal Shield diehard as I am. And it's an honor and a privilege to introduce tonight my friend, Mr. Patrick Shaw.
Well, Mr. Moore, it's always a pleasure to be on your call. And one day I'm going to have an introduction like yours when I grow up.
Welcome to the call, Patrick. We're so proud to have you.
Oh, well, I'm excited to be on it. I mean, seriously, it just, when I know it and I respect what the whole Moore family has meant to this business, but when you hear it, just, in a formal bio, you go, holy Toledo, that is just some really impressive stuff, and what a legacy. So, listen, I truly look to create that with my family and my own life, and I've been blessed, though. I probably feel more blessed today than I ever have been because of this business, not because of what we've accomplished, oddly enough, and that's been great and wonderful, and, I've got a 9, 7, and a 5-year-old.
Fantastic.
And the blessings of this business, of the time and the freedom, and there was a time there where honestly, I wasn't as focused on my business. I wasn't going anywhere because I believe so strongly in the product. But I didn't feel like we were going at the speed and pace that maybe we could have. And, I went and did some different traditional businesses. And I can tell you, the one thing, just putting 110% of my effort this last year, since February of 2011, and doing nothing but focused on Legal Shield, is it's such a reminder, a relief, that most people may not ever understand, to not have the traditional headaches of business. I mean, not to mention a job, that's a pain as it is. But the overhead, the employees, the liability, and you have the freedom. But here you get it all. You get the freedom, the flexibility, the time. You can earn what you want. I just think I don't need to be redundant to what we experienced in Oklahoma City. I want to talk about something a little bit different tonight, and how it relates to each one of us and what are we going to do about it, because we saw something recently in Oklahoma that I guess as Les Brown said, if that just didn't light your fire, then your wood's all wet. I mean, something's wrong. Alan Fernley believes, we can get to conservatively, 5-7 million members in the next 24, 36 months. We're at 1.4 or approaching 1.5 million members. Do you know what that means? When you hear stories like Ken Moore in 29 years in the business, the kind of income and the number of people on his team that have become Millionaire Club members, and we're at 1.4 million members. Now, what's going to happen in the next 3 years? And these guys don't just throw a number out there and say, let's go for it. They've got a plan of achievement, and so many, you talk about the membership getting better, the the customer service getting better, the marketing materials getting better, the advertising getting better, the just every aspect of our business from top to bottom is getting better. You know, I ran out, and I've got a 5 Series BMW brand new being pulled up to the office tomorrow, Ken, so we can have it when Brian Carruthers is in town on Saturday. And, you know, I'm not even a crazy car guy, but I said, you know, I'm gonna go grab one of those just to show people what this business can do and make a statement. And here's what it all boils down to. And Ken, if you've got any questions, fire them off, or obviously any direction you want me to go. But here's what it boils down to. We can talk about all that stuff tonight till we're blue in the face. But the company is beyond reproach. I really don't know that if you haven't done your research, this is one of those rare opportunities in a lifetime that you get to be part of an industry that's going to be revolutionized by one company. And that's all we should need to stay on that. And if you stay on that, and if you think that's hype, you just need to go do your due diligence tonight. Is we will revolutionize, this company will revolutionize and change the way people think of legal services forever, the whole legal industry. The way that coffee changed, that Starbucks changed the way that people thought of coffee, the exact same way that the bottled water industry changed the way we thought of water. You know, you went into a store 15 years ago and said, I need a bottle of water, and they thought you busted the radiator of your car, you know, 15, 20 years ago, and it got revolutionized. But the same way that Amazon and Kindle and e-books revolutionized the book industry. The retail bookstore is dead. Barnes & Noble and Borders are both in financial trouble, and somebody came along and revolutionized an entire industry, not by creating a new concept. We didn't change legal services. We changed the way people thought of getting the service. Now, to be a company that can do that, and that you and I have an opportunity to participate, and we don't know where this will go the next 10 years. I mean, we're talking about, you know, 5-10 million members, but we could be in 5 other countries. I mean, you could be part of revolutionizing legal in the world. But all that matters right now is what are you going to do about it? Because, as I said, the company's beyond reproach, and I have a sense, almost fear of loss, like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I'm going to go triple down my effort, do everything I can to participate in this window of timing. And I should mention what timing really is. I mean, what is it to the average person? There's all these great cliches for it and all that, but here's the bottom line, is 1 hour of effort gets you the same results of somebody that puts in 20 hours maybe 2 years from now. Now, we won't know what the exact equation is, but there will be one in hindsight. 10 years back, you'll be able to go back and go, wow, they went to 20 million members. And here was a window where they ran from 1.4 million to 5 million, and the foundation was laid. And sometimes you are one single recruit away. You know, Ken Moore, Randy Moore, Jeremy Moore, those are all one person, just one person. And, yes, it takes a team, but it takes one leader. And you never know. You're one darn recruit away sometimes. And maybe it's not that person. It's the person they recruit, the one person they recruit. I just got a guy rolling. He was so fired up. Ken, it was unbelievable. He was going gangbusters. He was showing up every day for 3 weeks. And then he just disappeared. But he recruited one guy before he disappeared. And that guy has been going gangbusters in the group business. And you just never know. You know, you believe in all of them.
Patrick, if you don't mind me butting in, good example is I recruited a guy in Arizona that recruited a guy in Arizona that recruited a guy that recruited Linda Bowden. I never saw those first three after a few months. Linda's been on my team riding bids for 25 years. You're absolutely on target. You always are, but you're absolutely on target. It's not who you recruit. It's who they recruit that might recruit somebody.
That's the case. I mean, it's just so incredible. So, you know, I think there's two things I can mention tonight. Is one is you got to do the activity, and two, you got to stay in the game. Oh, I got a guy, Ken, that that recruited me into the business and then left. And then I came back and recruited him in the business, and he's a millionaire club member. Now, and it's a great story regardless, but my point of that story is you just got to stay in the business. You got to stay focused, and you got to do the activity. So here's what I'd like to share this evening, is I don't care where you are in the business. You know, they say five new recruits can solve every problem that you have. I don't need to tell you about the timing of this business. Hopefully you know it or you'll do your research on it. It's better than it's ever been. I truly believe we're going to have people in the next 3, 4, 5, 6 years that can come in from scratch and earn more money than anybody ever has in this company ever. Now, in a single year, right? So what are you going to do about it? And it boils down to this activity and staying in the game. So the activity part, I think it's pretty simple. I had a mentor who Paul Meyer, he passed away, and you know, Paul Meyer built 40 companies in 60 countries, and we were at dinner one night, and he told me something interesting. He said, you know what? Every business I was ever in, something had to be sold. Something had to be sold. And he goes, you know, and he had CEOs and all kind of different people in different companies. But he goes, every time I'd go to the company, I wanted to meet who the people were that was selling the product. And I needed to know three things. Who are they talking to? What are they saying? And when are they saying it? Three simple things. Now, that's true in every business, including ours. You are the CEO of your business. No matter how great this opportunity is, it doesn't happen just by you showing up to the weekly meeting. Now, eventually, I've had plenty of people, they just keep showing up 2, 3, 4 years, and all of a sudden it clicks and they decide to get into activity. But you notice tonight, I'm not telling you you need to recruit a certain number of people. I'm just telling you, you need to do three things. Know who you're going to call. What's your list? Where do you have that list of people? Who are you calling? What are you saying? And I'm not that concerned with what you're saying. If you just work on getting better, you'll figure that part out. There's plenty of scripts out there. You'll get better. We all fail our way to the top. And number three is, when are you going to say it? Can you schedule your week? Can you book? When am I going to make these phone calls no matter what? Now, if you do these three things, which are all inside your control, well, you don't need to depend on anybody else. The company's doing their part. It all boils down to us individually. You know, how many people from a list am I calling every day? What am I saying and when am I saying it? And if you can do those three things, and then go track it a little bit. I mean, go take the time to say, listen, what is my ratio in this business? I never forget John Hoffman. You know, I was struggling a little bit, Ken, and he said, fax me your tracking sheet. And the tracking sheet was just basically a piece of paper that had 10 lines on it. And I wrote the name and the phone number and how many exposures I had gone through. So, you know, most of the time you want to recruit somebody, it's 3 to 5 exposures. So same thing with memberships. You know, you got to go out and figure out, okay, out of 10 people that you book an appointment with, what percentage do you sell in memberships? So you can figure out your ratio. Well, I was struggling, complaining a little bit, and Mr. Hoffman said, listen, just fax me your tracking sheet. And I looked at that tracking sheet, and I knew that it only takes 3 to 5 minutes to talk to somebody. You know, I could call Ken Moore up, and if he wasn't in the business, just say, Ken, I respect you. You've been successful in business. I'm starting a business of my own. I don't know if you'd be interested, but I sure would appreciate your advice. I'm about to put a whole lot of time and energy into this business, and I respect you so much. Would you be willing to look at something and give me your opinion? Now, that's just not a difficult. You know, I could call Ken and say, Ken, I got to practice my presentation. I've committed to 5 presentations a week. I just went to work for this company. You know, I want to build a career here. But I was hoping you might give me some feedback and let me come out and practice my presentation. These are all, they're simple, folks. It's just not a big deal. Now, if I put 10 names on a sheet like that, and it only takes 3 to 5 minutes, well, 10 names at 5 minutes apiece, well, that's only 50 minutes. And I told John I was working 20 hours a week, Ken. And I looked at my tracking sheets, and I had less than 2 sheets for the whole week. Now, if it only takes 50 minutes to talk to 10 people, And even if I spent another 50 minutes trying to reach those 10, and I actually filled out two whole sheets, which I did not, well, that's less than 4 hours total. 2 hours trying to reach somebody and 2 hours actually talking. And I said I'm working 20 hours a week, and I didn't even have 20 people that I had spoken to in a week. And let me tell you something. 95% of the people that show up at a weekly briefing in Legal Shield do not talk to 20 people a week. No less two a day, which is only 10 a week. Right? But 95% of the people don't do that simple activity. Now, there's a number of reasons why they don't do it, but none of them are plausible. They're not. They're just excuses, right? And you can either make money or you can make excuses, but you really can't do both. Now, you may get to it later. It may be next year or the following year where you just get sick and tired and you're fed up and enough is enough. For some people, the pain just isn't enough. It's like the fellow walking down the street and there's a dog on the porch moaning, and the fellow asked the owner, he's sitting on the porch, he says, why is your dog moaning? He says, well, he's laying on a nail. He goes, well, why didn't he get up? He said, well, it doesn't hurt bad enough yet. You know? And I think for a lot of people, it just really, they just either don't want it bad enough. That picture and that dream of what's possible in their life just isn't big enough, or their current circumstances just aren't painful enough. But why not you? I mean, you know, every person on this phone tonight, I'm telling you, you can do this thing. I don't care who you are, what your background is. And I'll share one last concept here is, you know, I believe the reason a lot of people fail is they don't believe they can really do it. When it comes down to it, they're not sold out that either they deserve it, they're afraid of success, you know, they don't think money's a positive thing, and et cetera, whatever the reasons are. But it boils down to belief. And it's that little voice inside. You know, I often share with people the most important story that you will ever hear in your entire life. I can tell you what it is tonight. Without knowing you, I know the most important story, the single story that you will ever hear in your life. And it's the story you tell yourself about yourself every day. Are you good enough? Are you a hard worker? Do you deserve the success? Is it coming to you in life? Do you know what's just right around the corner? You know, and when you start to really believe in yourself, good things happen. Now, what is the solution to that right now? I'll tell you one thing is, just be positive yourself every day. I get my kids to wake up every day and, you know, and they read a different poem. They got to go through a little routine because I want to instill those good thoughts in their mind every single day. And if I can get them when they're young, they got a good shot when they're older. But if you're older and you hadn't been around folks that are always positive and encouraging and speak, you know, speak positive thoughts into your life, then you got to do it for yourself. Nobody else is going to do it for you. And so here's one last thought is that this performance club is a way for you to go out right now. Every person on this phone, I think most people can believe they can go get a car. You may not believe you can do what Ken Moore did, and that's understandable for a lot of people. But I think most people say, you know what, if I put my mind to it, I can go market 5 memberships a month. And if I can market 5 memberships a month and just do that for 12 months, I can go get myself a BMW. Now, here's what I know. Success begets success. And big wins start with little wins. It's just that simple. Big wins start with little wins. And you need to start winning. You need to start having some results, having some success. Just the little wins matter. And so go get yourself on Players Club in May. And if you can do that for the next 4 months, you can also get to manager. And if you can get to manager and you can be on Players Club for the next 4 months, you can be in Dallas at this special director event in Dallas by invitation only. You can be nearly halfway, a third of the way through getting your BMW, and you can qualify to win the Cancun trip. Now, you got a lot of benefits starting in May. But if you miss May, then in Players Club. Now, I'm assuming you're not going to do it through being director, bonus director 20. And I'm assuming you're probably maybe not hitting ED. But I'm talking to every person on the phone right now. Every person can go get on Players Club, or excuse me, Performance Club for the next 4 months. And every person can get to that special event in Dallas. And if you can get on Performance Club every month, you have a shot to qualify for the Cancun trip, and you have an opportunity to win that car in 12 months. Now, those are three pretty significant things, and it starts by just believing something little. Because if you can do those things, you can help a few people do the same. And let me tell you, that's how simple this business is. You do it first, and then you help a lot of people do what you did. I'm just working with a guy today, and he's a little frustrating to me because he's got a growing organization. He's about to hit executive director. He hit executive director, actually. And but he's every month, man, he barely qualifies. He's on his second month of Performance Club. He got his last membership the last day of the month. And he's got big dreams, but I'm like, look, man, you want to speed this thing up? You be the person on your team that everybody looks up to because of your example. It's not like you're not Ken Moore. You haven't paid the price. You haven't built the organization. You haven't been in the trenches. You got like 5 or 10 people that are looking at you, and if you go out and double their activity right now, you go out and get your 10 points every single month, you lead by example, they'll look up to you. But don't ask them to go do something and get frustrated with them because they're not qualified on the 15th, when you're barely qualifying every month, right? And I think that's so important for each of us to say, you know what, I'm going to lead by example. I'm going to be the example here. So, Ken, you've been a great example of so many people. I'm happy to share anything you asked me to, but I'm just, it's an exciting time for all of us. I can't imagine. I'm about as happy as a guy could be. You know, and family and all those things and your faith, they're all so important. But, you know, outside of those two things, you know, my life is made up of business and getting up every day and being passionate about having an opportunity to have an impact in other people's lives, do something we enjoy, know we make a difference, to be able to work as hard as you want to work and get rewarded for it based on that effort. That's a rare opportunity that few people really have, even in this great country that we live in.
You know, Patrick, I'm 76 years old, and I was at the office at 7 this morning. People tell me, why don't you just quit? Well, you know, Patrick, I got the best life. I love people. I love what I'm doing. I've never seen a company ready to hit the wild blue yonder, so to speak, as we used to say, as we are right now. After 28 years, I know where we've been. I know where we're going to, and I'll be dogged if I'll miss the ride. And, you know, I was one of the first people to ever make platinum. Not that I was any good. I just happened to work with the team. And I guess somebody said, well, it accidentally fell. Yeah, it accidentally fell in place after I worked my fool head off. Never missed platinum. Never missed the Players Club. And I've had, 30-something operations, you know, and all that stuff. But, you know, I could have used all that for excuse. And when I had my stroke, as you know, I don't speak very plain now because I still have a little problem. But I talked to Harlan. I said, you know, Harlan, I can't speak very well now, and I was dragging my – I don't know if you ever knew that. I was dragging one of my legs just a little bit and everything. But I said, I'm not a quitter. You just go be Ken Moore and let everything – by the grace of God, years ago I was supposed to be dead, and by the grace of God, I'm still in the game. The game is better than it's ever been. We give more in perks. Perks, when you think about it, when you talk about the Performance Club, and it is hard not to say the Players Club, you get but thank you, we add up all the perks, the Cancun trips, all that stuff. We get more perks than some people make in a year. I mean, think about it. Our perks are more than some people's salary in a year. We don't have nothing to gripe about and everything to be happy about, and we got hope for the world when it comes to financial freedom, when it comes to, you know, and if you look at our groups, I'm carried away because you've got me fired up. When you look out there across the crowd, you see every nationality, every color there is, and you know what? They're one. what the world should be. If I think what we're all about, and I'm proud to be part of it. I'm proud that you're my friend. I thank you for being on tonight. And if I could ever do anything for you, I wish you'd just give me a call. I might not be able to, but I'll tell you one thing. You know me long enough now.
I don't know what you're talking about with your delivery. It's as good as I've ever heard.
I'll get the ring at least.
You sound awesome, and I want to get you on our call next Wednesday, if you will. But let me make one last comment, just something. You know, we'll just sit on this phone and get each other fired up, but I'll make one other comment is, you know, I know people in the window business, and what they have to do to win a trip or win a car, and the amount of volume they have to do, I mean hundreds of thousands of dollars in the retail sales environment to win something like we give away to 1,000 people.
Totally.
And if you go look at the network marketing industry, a gal told me the other day it was $15,000 that you have to do in volume each month, your organization, $15,000 a month. Now, if you come up short, as you know, Ken, in those kind of businesses, you know, if they only do $10,000 in volume and they got to do five more to keep their car, what do they do, Ken?
You know what they do. They're sucking air, buddy. They're picking up the difference.
They're picking up the difference and putting it in their garage, $15,000 a month. And I think, man, and, you know, we'll put you in a car, and you got to do less than $100, $100 in sales, five memberships.
Unbelievable.
You know, if they average $20 a membership, and I'm thinking, you know, and then we got to go around, and you got people trying to convince folks. You just need to take an attitude, man. And I don't mean be rude or impolite, but I mean, and Kenmore, you're the example of that in all the world. You got all the position of strength, the confidence, the belief, but you're always a gentleman. And that's what we're talking about. But having so much belief that people just go, man, they're right. I don't know what they're doing, but I got to be part of this thing because I see it in their conviction. So, anyway, Ken, it's been great business.
You know, Patrick, just last week I was talking to a businessman in this town, someone I know very well. He said, you know, Ken, my daughter started selling X, Y, and Z. He said she's so excited. She's qualifying. She qualifies for six more months. They're going to help her get a car. And I said, well, why does she don't qualify? He said, you know, and I know. I was trying to tell her. She don't qualify. She's stuck for a long time lease, and I think it was almost $900 a month that she had to pay. But she had to, and it was, I think maybe it was 15,000. It was tons. He said, I told her, I said, daughter, you're getting yourself in deep. You're not going to get out. But she didn't listen to him. He was really concerned about it because she had such volume to do just to qualify.
Well,
the chances.
Yeah, and you and I know you can't control other people. So when it comes to volume, you got to depend on other people. And you can't always depend on them consistently. But you can always depend on yourself. And sooner or later, you'll build a large enough organization that you won't have to worry about just a few individuals and their level of consistency. Here, you have no excuse for falling off Players Club because you can do it all by yourself while you build a team, right?
Absolutely. It's one of the easiest things I've ever seen in my life for the amount of what you get when you put into it and what you get out of it. It's absolutely fabulous. I'm glad to come up with this car deal because it gives people the motivation to go out there and go ahead and do it. And just think, we know you're talking about Platinum Perk, but when they just keep going up and up and up and up and keep giving and giving and giving. And I was so glad they started paying people that $150 after 3 months and another $150 after 6 months, giving them some stepping stones. Well, I better hush.
Sorry. And I love these guys because it's common sense. They just fix things. You know, when that first thing started, you know, if one membership had canceled your first 3 months, you wouldn't get the $150. So, obviously, you know, that can happen pretty easy. One membership falls off on 3 months and you don't get your check, and that leaves people disillusioned. Well, you know what they did? As soon as they found out, they lowered it so we could make sure people got their first check. So now you don't have to worry about just one. And that's what I love about these guys. If they make a mistake, they're going to fix it quick. And when you have that attitude, man, the future is just bright.
And, you know, you talk about professionalism. You know and I know before we went on stage this time, we had to go to Dallas. We had to do a promo down there and then come back. Then we had to get back on the phone with Alan, redo the presentation again to be sure. And you had to pass all that before you got on the stage, unlike the old days, which I love the old days because I just like to rattle anyhow. But I thought it was very professional. I thought things went smooth. I thought it moved along fast. It gave more, actually got more knowledge and things in a smaller amount of time, which gave more time in between for you to view your teams and everything. And I think it worked out to a perfect convention.
Well, anytime we need motivated, we'll just call each other, Mr.
Okay.
Morris. We can get each other all excited.
Thanks, Patrick. You have a good night, and God bless you.
Thank you, man. God bless you, too. Good night. Bye-bye.
And gentlemen, remember, we're still giving away this month. We're giving away two iPads. This was the last month for a while. We're going to do that. We're coming up with another motivation thing. But there's two people be announcing next Monday night, two people that won the iPads. I said iPods and iPads. My son will get me when he finds out what I did. Anyhow, I hope your name was in the pot. We drawing somebody's out, the company be pulling it, not us, because we don't, on the More Success team, we want to keep everything above board. And I want to thank a special thanks to David Peterman tonight for stepping up to the plate. We've had so many people on our team that always will step up, and David, for all the years he's been in, has always been quick to do it. Please keep praying for my son, Randy. Keep putting God first, your family second. Let's put this league shield third, but let's kick it into high gear. Let's all go out, have some fun, but make a difference in our lives and make a difference in our neighbors' lives. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and good night.